Not so long ago, it looked like the North Country would lose its last paper mill. Eddie Deblois is a union official.
I think if we look back to where we were last year at this time, we were kind of thinking that the best chance of something happening with our mill was a demolition.
Then, last spring, Patriarch Partners, a New York investment firm, purchased the plant. It reopened late in June, with owner Lynn Tilton promising to invest money and give the mill a vibrant future. 6 months later, machinery is once again cranking out paper. But with the reopening come significant changes at Gorham Paper and Tissue, aimed at cutting costs and making new products. Plant manager Willis Blevins makes it clear that the goal isn't just survival, it's prosperity.
Either you're changing or you're dying, in my opinion. You're doing one of those two.
Blevins has been the plant manager for the last 5 years. He says when the plant was owned by Fraser Papers, it faced two major operating challenges, which made some months profitable and others not.
Energy and fiber was the two highest costs in the mill.
The plant had been using heating oil, but no more.
We put in a natural gas line, and we're heating and making steam for the paper machines from natural gas instead of number six oil.
Natural gas is greener and saves a huge amount of money, Blevins says. And now, the plant gets its fiber from Old Town Fuel and Fiber in Maine, which is also owned by Patriarch Partners. The Gorham plant is getting ready for its next big change, a new tissue machine. Reno DeMont is the project manager for the new machine.
We have committed and purchased a 100-ton-per-day tissue machine. The machine will be supplied from Italy.
It costs about $35 million. DeMont says it should be operating by the end of next September. It'll make a variety of tissues for home use, napkins, toilet paper, paper towels. Willis Blevins says the tissue machine will be the key to the plant's profitability.
Tissue is a growing market, and I don't think anyone would have bought this mill, and I would have recommended they didn't buy it if it was not getting into tissue.
Blevins says industry studies show a growing demand for such tissue, and it's unlikely that demand would be met through international competition because tissue is expensive to ship. Gorham plans to focus on selling to private labels in the Northeast. Meanwhile, the plant is operating, producing sheets of paper, as well as the kind of hand towels you'd find in a rest area.
We've been running two machines, I would say, probably 75-80% of the time for probably the last month or so.
Blevins says there are about 165 people working now. The plant had just under 200 workers when it closed. The tissue machine should bring back another 29 workers. Dick Arnold is the president of both Old Town Fuel and Fiber in Maine and the Gorham plant. He says the changes are all adding up to a good-looking future.
With the synergies with the Old Town pulp mill, with the long-term strategy of getting into tissue, and with a solid, efficient, green energy platform, this mill can be profitable and sustainable long-term for jobs and manufacturing.
That would come as a huge and pleasant surprise for a region that thought its role in making paper was forever gone. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.